This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Happy St. Patrick's Day from the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my friends Kara Schillen and Rich McFadden. So you can say, wait a minute, where's Jennifer Horn? And I will explain to you, for those of you who did not hear the explanation before, and I understand that because not everybody can listen to all of the 6 hours of the
Probably you should make your best effort.
Absolutely you should.
Let me try.
So Jen had she was complaining yesterday, and actually for the last 3 or 4 days, about her eye bothering her, achy. She had a headache. It was really bad. Yesterday I had lunch with her, and she was holding on to her eye. And so her mother took her to the eye doctor yesterday afternoon after we had lunch. She and Warren and her dad and Roberta and I got together for lunch, and he found that she had a torn retina, which is nothing to play with. It is can be very painful, and actually what it is your eyeball comes apart from the thing that holds it in its socket, so you can...
Yeah, like the cable. The
yeah, right,
cable.
Exactly. That's what it is. So she is... last night, her father called me about 6:30 and said she was going in to be operated on just then, and she would have to spend the next 24 hours lying on her side, not moving. So, of course, my first question was... actually, it wasn't my first question, but I told Meredith, she says... How's she going to pee?
Live the Meredith.
That's a pretty good question.
Yeah, pretty
yes,
good.
How's she going to pee?
I'm sure she can get up to go pee.
Well, I think they have... No, I mean, you're supposed to. Jack said, Dr. Jack Stockwell said, it's very important because this tissue heals very quickly that you stay still. And I remember when Ellen Radner had it, Richie, I don't know if you remember this,
yeah.
It was about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
She had the same thing. Hers was caused by a fall. You can, the retina can become detached in any number of ways. Falling down, somebody hits you. I mean, you see this happening with boxers and wrestlers and stuff and people who play football. Happens all the time. And there's another reason to be careful of these games that put your head in danger because your retina is very tender and very easily broken, torn, if you will. So you got to tighten it up, and then you have to, some of it done by laser, sometimes you got to go in and actually surgically fix it. But you take it easy for 24 hours.
Mike, her dad, say which one she needed? Was it a laser surgery?
He didn't tell me because I don't think he knew, and he didn't call me back. Well, he knew I was going to bed then anyway. And so, but I didn't get an email, which sort of surprised me. So I'll send him an email. He's probably listening now because he always listens early in the morning.
So here, I'm looking at some information now. It says laser surgery, freezing treatment, cryopexy, where the freezing probe applies intense cold to freeze the retina around the retinal tear.
Right.
And then serial bug. And there's all kinds of different surgeries for this.
Yeah, it can mesh up for a while. So we'll keep a good thought. And if you want to send her a note, I bet she'd love it. Jennifer's Facebook page, I forget what her Facebook page is.
It's Jennifer Horn. Facebook, just search Jennifer Horn.
Facebook. You go to Facebook, please put Jennifer Horn in the box. There are two of them. You can easily tell which one is which.
It's more on the Twitter where you get confused. There's a congresswoman out of New Hampshire, congresswoman out of New Hampshire named Jennifer Warren.
Right.
That's on Twitter, though. On Facebook, she's easy to find.
All right, the brackets are locked up today. You want a chance to win in March Madness. Today's the day. Richie says that if there's ever a time in the year when things will get really hot and bothered on the internet and things will melt, today is the day.
Yeah, if you're at work today and your internet's running a little bit slow, you know why that is.
Okay.
Especially around noon when these things start getting cranked up. Yeah.
Right. Okay, so it's St. Patrick's Day. Our poll today has to focus on what you would have for dinner today in your home. We have some food news coming up later on in this hour. I didn't do this yesterday. I thought about doing it yesterday, and I actually did do it today. What if I put these letters together? What does it spell? You ready, Richie?
All right.
Tara figured it out.
Hold on a minute. I need my paper set because I need to write everything down and I need to see it. Okay.
A.
E.
E.
I.
I.
D.
D.
L.
L.
N.
N.
R.
Remember we used to do these all the time on the air?
Yeah, word
scramble. And you love. Yeah, I don't like to figure that out. All right, so if you can figure it out, fine. 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, people are wondering what happens to Marco Rubio's delegates. He had 164 delegates
Nothing.
Up for grabs. On the first vote, you have to vote for whoever got the winning primary numbers in your state. And then after that, if there isn't a clear winner on the first ballot, then you vote whichever way you want to. And so now it's interesting to see there are those who are theorizing that Rubio and Cruz and Kasich have gotten together and figured out how they can stop Donald Trump. I don't believe that. That's what the news media is speculating. I don't believe that's the case at all. I think Kasich is smarter than that. I think even though he said he doesn't want to be vice president, I think he'd be happy to be vice president. And I think he could make a deal in 2 seconds with Trump, and it's all over.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I would feel a lot better about Trump if Kasich were there.
Yes.
He's a reasonable guy.
Yeah. No, he'd be fine.
But, that would make me feel much better.
Yeah, and I think that's what you're going to. I would be very surprised if it went the other way. You never can tell, politics being what it is.
But the bottom line is Rubio suspended his campaign.
Yes.
So he still holds all of his delegates that he won.
Yeah, right. And so he can sort of do with them what he wants.
And they're I don't know that I remember this from previous election years, but they are all suspending their campaign, which means at any time they can come back if they want to.
Yeah, right. They take the money.
And I'm not sure that I remember, maybe it did, but I don't remember it in previous elections, whether they suspend or just stop their campaign and say, okay,
suspension.
It's over.
Yeah, no, I think that means they can do what they want with the money. They can give the money to another candidate if they would like to do that as well. So, at any rate, that's what's going on in political circles today. In sports circles,
when you're talking about money in the, you know how much Donald Trump has spent so far?
I saw a month or so ago 20 some odd million, but it's probably twice that much now.
No, 17 million.
That's it.
That's all he spent.
Yeah. Right. And they spend, and the Koch brothers and their pack spend $25 million plus in Florida alone on negative Trump ads to see if they can get Marco Rubio to win. You see how miserably that failed?
Well,
and then that's what's happening all over the country.
They dumped all their money into Scott Walker.
Yeah, that didn't work.
And that didn't go far. I mean,
no. Just keep spending money. Yeah. We want to be able to control the world. So that's what that is all about. In a moment, we'll move to the sports world. Not only is March Madness in people's sights, but also the White Sox player Adam LaRoche has made a decision not to play anymore, and it seems to be quite controversial. So we'll talk about that in a moment here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending. Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting, buggy riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-quarter clearance sale. 100 million square feet of top-quality flooring is priced to move. Get incredible deals on 60 styles of North American and European laminate, including the look of oak, maple, or cherry for under a dollar. 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. Save $2 a square foot on beautiful Bellawood 3/4-inch solid Brazilian cherry. And get pre-finished solid bamboo from $149. Plus wood-look tile, vinyl plank, and more from 69 cents. And pay no interest until 2018. The end-of-quarter clearance sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
17 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Carrie and Rich. And now, sports podcaster Tom Smark. What a great name. Tom Arms, Tom Smark. Okay, so Adam LaRoche, as near as I can figure, there are two or three different rumors floating around about him and why he made this surprise announcement yesterday. He's retiring. He used to bring his son into the White Sox dugout, and they told him.
Into the National. He was a former National.
Oh, I thought he was with White Sox.
No, he was with the Nats last year, played first base for the Nats last year, or second base for the Nats last year.
He was going to White
Sox. And he got dropped by the Nationals and went to the White Sox.
No. And so, under the circumstances, let's listen to this guy, Smark, talk about, on his podcast, what the reason was that he decided to retire.
Love this.
Adam LaRoche's kid is, I believe, 14 years old, and apparently the way the White Sox phrase it is that he's constantly in the clubhouse, in the locker room. They didn't say that they didn't want him there all the time. They just want him less there, okay? And, I don't think that neither party is wrong here, okay? But it is what it is. Too many athletes, I think, ignore the family and call it being a professional, okay? At some point, you're faced with a big decision. What means more? Money, your kid, or, your family? Well, Adam made, apparently, that decision.
All right, how did this guy get to his own podcast?
He's got a computer and a microphone.
Is he a Chicago guy or a New York guy? It's got to be one of the two.
It sounds like a New York guy.
A New York guy to me, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's some comment. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Al writes, come on, man. In the real world, you show up at your job, you do the work, and leave when the work is done, and then you spend time with your family. The request by the White Sox was more than reasonable. What kind of bizarre world does this guy live in? Cassie writes, why isn't this child in school? He's with the Reds, so with the White Sox every day? Maybe having him around every once in a while is okay, but every day? It's nice that the father wants to spend some time with his child, but work is professional. It's a professional environment for adults. It's not appropriate for children. I think I'm on that page, frankly. This seemed weird to me when I first learned about it. What's this guy doing bringing his child into the in the summertime? There's no school.
Well,
maybe.
I think he does a combination of homeschooling and traditional school. Hmm. So apparently he's available to come in, and he thinks it's a good learning experience for him to be there.
I'm not. I don't think that it's bad, but you're giving up $13 million a year for that? I can't be thinking about that.
I've been
twice.
Playing a while, so.
21 after.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My kind of town, Chicago is. My kind of town, Chicago is. My kind of people too, people who they all smile at you, and each time I roam, Chicago is, it's calling me home. Chicago is one town that'll never ever let you down.
Wonderfully warm feeling you get listening to Frank Sinatra and Frank Sinatra Jr. performing a duet on My Kind of Town. Chicago is my kind of town. Frank and Frank Jr. The passing of Frank Sinatra Jr., the son of the crooner, died yesterday at 72 in Daytona Beach. He was there performing. His sister, Nancy Sinatra, posted on her Facebook page that he passed peacefully after his... this guy has been... People used to criticize him because he traded on his father's name. But he actually had a pretty good voice.
Yeah. He sounded a lot like his dad.
Yeah. He was on tour, had cardiac arrest. It didn't look like he was heavy.
No, I thought he was
quite a bit like his father,
actually.
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, he was on his Sinatra Sing Sinatra tour, performing at the Peabody Auditorium, supposedly last night. But he just but these things happen. I don't know. 19 years old when he was kidnapped in 1963. Remember that?
I remember that, yeah.
After 3 days, two of the men collected $240,000 ransom that Sinatra paid, and the kidnapper confessed to his brother, who called the FBI, and they were captured, and they were nabbed, and at their trial, the defense team claimed it was a publicity stunt to help his career, but there was no evidence that supported that at all. All of them were convicted, and that was the end of that. Tony Bennett posts on his Twitter feed, "I'm deeply saddened to hear of the passing of Frank Sinatra Jr. Send my sympathy to Tina and Nancy and the Sinatra family." Those are the two sisters. Back in 2012, Sinatra Jr. Was interviewed, said that the allegation of a fake kidnapping was a stigma that he lived with throughout his life.
It was a big story.
Yeah, it was. So this is Frank Jr. Is this where with
this? This is Frank Jr.
Yeah. All right, here is the entertainment correspondent Maria Garten reporting on the death of Sinatra Jr.
Frank Sinatra Jr. has died at age 72. The singer was scheduled to perform in Florida, but died Wednesday evening of cardiac arrest. Frank Sinatra Jr. was the only son of iconic singer Frank Sinatra. He was infamously kidnapped at age 19 and released 2 days later after his father paid $240,000 in ransom. The kidnappers were caught and prosecuted. Frank Sinatra Jr. grew up with a desire to perform himself. During his career, he worked with his father frequently and covered his dad's material.
So, he looked a lot like his father, actually. He sounded like his father.
Yeah.
He released about a half dozen albums on his own. He said, quote, "My lack of success doesn't trouble me at this stage of my life." Lack of success, that is, the suggestion was that because he looked like his father, sounded like his father, he ought to have the success of his father, which is foolish. He started singing, I think, as I remember, in the late 60s, and he did. He just basically copied his father. He looked, in the videos that I've seen, he looked kind of heavy, so I'm not sure how well he was taking care of himself. But he did some acting. For some reason or other, I think there was a relation. I don't know why. There's a relationship between him and Sylvester Stallone's brother, who's also named Frank.
Frank Stallone's
brother Frank. And they both were singers, and I don't remember. I don't know why in the back of the recesses of my mind, I've got that in there. But at any rate, he was a very family-oriented guy, apparently. And so, you know, it's one of those things. He was a bit iconic himself. His father died in 1998 at 82 of a heart attack. I remember Ed McMahon, who was great friends with Frank Sinatra, said that when he went to view the body, they'd placed a pack of cigarettes, whatever he smoked, and a bottle of Chivas Regal in the casket. So, anyway, there was a sense of humor about all of that. But somebody like that passes away. You take note of it because we all are mortal. 72, right around the corner for many of us.
He kept the brand going.
Yep. 29 past the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, almost every single day coming into my office, or when I'm broadcasting the Pet Show, people are asking me about separation anxiety. What is it? Separation anxiety is, in fact, the inability to cope when loved ones leave, and most often occurs when the dog or cat realizes it's alone. Since the pet's frantic search for its human companions often results in some damage, guardians almost inevitably attribute the effects of separation anxiety to spite. But I assure you that they really don't stay up late at night thinking of ways to get even with you. Although most trouble a pet gets into occurs when left alone, it usually has a lot more to do with boredom, loneliness, and in many cases, separation anxiety, and it's partially your fault. You know, when in doubt, blame mom and dad. When you're home, you feel guilty because you have a latchkey pet, so you spend all the time home with the dog, and then you leave, the dog freaks out. Even when you're home, go into another room, give the dog some private time away from you, whether you're out of the house or not. It will make all the difference. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Oh, you know it was a good day.
Let's have at it. As the world continues to turn, we continue to talk. This is the Daily Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. I just jabbed myself with a knife. The blood's pouring out of my hand.
Beautiful.
I was cutting an orange. Nicely done, Doug. Congratulations. Rich McFadden, Kara Schillen, no Jennifer today. She had an operation on her eyes, or one eye last night. She has a torn retina. So she'll be out of commission for a little while. If you want to send her a hello note, go to her Facebook page and do that. A lot of people on Facebook are focused on the fact that today is St. Valentine's. No, hello, Doug. St. Patrick's Day. I'm a month late. And so I said to Richie earlier, unscramble these letters. A-E-I-D-L-N-R. So Kara was having fun with Richie off the air. And I believe I just heard a duh a few minutes ago.
Because I like to share the duh. You would think that I would get this one a little quicker today than...
Because of your own background, much as anything else, you'd think you'd get it. All right, so I'm going to throw Richie under the bus here for a minute. Yesterday, Bob was angry at me because Bob Kay, who's one of my best friends, I thought I said very nice things. He must not have heard me talking about him on the air. Yesterday, he was not happy.
Maybe
with
we
me.
Did it during the break and didn't, didn't do it on the air.
No, I think I did it on the air.
Okay.
But he obviously didn't hear it. He was very upset with me. So there are a lot of things going on, and I put a lot of heat on him to get stuff done. as I do to Richie and everybody else and Kara. Well, so anyway, the point is, yesterday we had an opportunity to have a nice conversation, Richie and I, with Kiefer Sutherland.
Awesome conversation.
And he called. This is, and by the way, this is not April Fool's. What we were about to tell you is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And no reason not to tell you this story. Other than the fact that I guess I'm embarrassed a little bit for Richie, everybody makes mistakes. Okay, so let me give you the background. Most people know that I am a big fan of 24, and I think Kiefer is a good, basic, bottom-line actor who's done some good things. Got a movie out called Forsaken with his father, and we found out last week that he's touring the country as a folk singer. He's put together a folk, sort of a folk rock band. And so he called on his own and got in touch with us. He didn't get in touch with me. He got in touch with, I'm not even sure who we got to first.
Ken.
But he got to Kenny. Okay. So Ken Kessler said, yeah, I know they would like to talk to you. So we set up a time. We set up two times. The first time he found himself so far behind, he lost track of his schedule. And so then we set up another time, and that was yesterday after we got off the air, to record a conversation with him that we were going to play on the air today. So Richie says to me, and Richie and I, he called, and I talked to him for 4 or 5 minutes before we went on the air and gave him a little background. He kind of knew who we were, and we decided we'd have lunch and yada yada, all that stuff. And then we got into it, and he said, "Do you want me to tell you the story now or when we were recording it?" I said, "No, let's get going." So we talked a lot about his movies. He told some great Charlie Sheen stories. He was very genuine, very warm, and quite an intriguing character. And so we were going along, and Richie and I have a great, and we just let it go. We're going for 35, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And I had a great conversation all done. He says, "Okay, man, call me anytime. You know, when I'm doing this, that, or the other thing, I'll call you, and we'll..." Okay, good. So we set up a nice rapport. So I said to Richie, when I found out Jennifer was going to be on the mend today, let's do this interview. We'll cut it up somehow, because it's too long for us to play at once. And so we're going to do that. So what does he tell me? He says to me a few minutes ago, "Are you sitting down? Okay, pal, you can carry it from there." You dug your own hole with this one.
I recorded the interview, and it goes into this little box, and there are two buttons next to each other. One to cancel your action.
High technology.
And the other one to keep your action, and I accidentally hit the cancel, and the whole thing just
so
got
no Kiefer Sutherland. That's
right into the
bottom line is, into the can it went.
One of the best interviews we've ever done.
It was a nice conversation.
Our favorite stars that we've ever had, and I just, in 1 second...
So in place of that today, I'm going to sing, "I'm looking over a four-leaf clover that I overlooked before. One leaf is sunshine, the second is rain, third is the roses that grow in the lane. No need explaining the one remaining."
Now it feels like St. Patrick's Day. Thank goodness.
Yes, it does. He does, though. I did some, much to my chagrin now that I've heard what Richie has done, I did some nosing around to find out. I wasn't even aware that he was singing, but he had a schedule of about 48 dates around the Midwest and the East Coast. He's done a lot here in California, and he's coming to Boston on May 20th. So I just remembered, well, Meredith's daughter's getting married that weekend, so I said, "Well, you can't go, but I'll go." And I think I still may that night, but he's actually trying to make, and he's squeezing it in. He told us yesterday that he just finished the day before the first episode of that new TV show.
Yeah, he was in Toronto
on ABC. The story of the president, he becomes the president of the United States in a circumstance where there's an attack on the country. I mean, it sounds like a reverse 24.
It's about the one political person that they pull out of the State of the Union speech in case there were an attack on Congress.
Yeah.
When all of the politicians are there together, this person would then become the president of the United States.
Right.
I didn't
he's
get
a kind of senator, I think. And
yeah, I didn't get whether he was the actual guy who becomes president.
Yeah, no, he is. Okay. No, he becomes the president. Yeah. He's the president.
So it's kind of a little 24-ish, but it's got a little bit more political side to it.
So I pushed him on 24. I said to him, I said off the air, that new 24 is going to suck without you. And he sort of he chortled a little bit and said, well, I'm the executive producer of it. I said, so why aren't you on it? He said, because they couldn't, they can't seem to easily come up with more dangerous circumstances for me to be in. That was
the
reason.
End of every year, the guy, the writers would sit down and go, okay, now what do we do with him? And it just got to the point where how many bad
things come up with any ideas?
I have.
Right.
So it was time to move it on. But he did say, he goes, you never know.
Right.
I might show up in the episode.
Yeah. Anyway, so.
I found one of his songs.
Oh, did you? It's a Kiefer Sutherland now with his new band.
Not Enough Whiskey.
That's appropriate.
Pull the shades. Lock the door. Drag your feet across the floor. Memories hang in the hall. Pull them down off the wall. Now it's done. She is gone. Long gone.
Love the slide guitar.
I said to him, what do you sound like as a singer? He said, well, I sound pretty much like when I talk. So I'm waiting for you, Richie, to drop in some Jack Bauer, you know, you don't know, well, you know, some Jack Bauer.
No, it was funny because after I accidentally deleted the audio yesterday, and I'm looking through our whole library going, did I really delete it? I just kept sitting in the studio going,
damn it, where is he?
That's Jack.
It's got to be here somewhere.
Right. All right, so that's that story. The killer whales currently in SeaWorld's care are going to be the last generation enclosed at the water parks. Company announcement on their website this morning suggests that SeaWorld has been listening, and they say we're changing. The post says society is changing, and we are changing with it. SeaWorld is finding new ways to continue to deliver on our purpose, which is to inspire our guests to take action to protect wild animals in wild places. So, yeah, was it last year?
No,
I
more Shamu.
A documentary called Blackfish. No, that's Shamu's Gonzo. They're going to let them all go. They've been criticized for the treatment of killer whales, and so now they're going to let them go. The whales were yelling, you let my people go! So that's what they're going to do. Not being, that's another. And when I saw that first blazing across, breaking news, SeaWorld says the killer whales will be the last enclosed at the water park.
Well, what about the dolphins then? I mean, what's the difference?
I don't think there is a difference, actually. I'd be very interested to see what they're going to do along that score.
All right, if you're going to go there, well, what about any animal that they can?
Yeah, same. Yeah, a lot of people.
I will tell you,
there should be no enclosed, no zoos, none of that stuff.
The San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Wild whatever park that they have, what a beautiful, amazing experience that is. Mm-hmm. And the animals have tons and tons of room to roam, and it's a neat, neat, neat place to go.
Yeah,
the Washington Zoo. I can't go there. It's so sad.
Dirty, sad. No, I remember going there once.
Yeah, I remember we did the show from there one day.
Yeah.
It's just small.
Yeah.
You can't, there's no way you can convince me that those elephants and lions and bears, the big animals, are comfortable in those small areas. And that's sad.
All right, 60, where are we? 43 past the hour. Where did 60 come from? 43 after the hour on Good Day. In a moment, we update the television news of the day here on Good Day.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference, not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting the hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one Emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
It's a disturbing trend that affects each and every one of us. Whether you drive, bike, or walk, no one is safe from a distracted driver. More than 38,000 roadway fatalities occurred just last year, the highest since 2008. That's got driving safety advocates like Allstate revving things up, bringing their innovative Reality Rides driving simulator to 20 cities across the country. Allstate's Executive Vice President of Operations, Steve Sorensen.
We've been very passionate about this issue for the last 10 years. We are trying to educate customers and drivers on the dangers of distracted driving.
Participants sit in the high-tech virtual reality car and safely experience the dangers of distracted driving. And participant feedback shows it's working. Allstate agency owner Mary Martinez.
67% of those surveyed on previous tours indicated that they learned more about distracted driving. And 59% of those who participated in the simulator said that they will never text and drive again.
To see where Allstate's Reality Rides tour is stopping next, go to Facebook.com/XTheText.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
Your father, your family.
Is this a dream?
Not a dream, my boy. You're home.
Entertainment was my. That's from Gotham. The news from the world of television is that Fox has renewed Gotham for a third season.
Yes.
Show has been on a bit of a creative upswing this season. Kind of a wacky thing. The arc starting with the episode, actually, that's out this week, Richie. Paul Rubens comes in. Pee-wee Reese.
Yeah, Pee-wee
as
Herman.
As Penguin's Pee-wee Reese. Pee-wee Herman, thank you. Pee-wee Reese. Anyway, Rubens plays Penguin's father.
Ugh, let me tell you something.
This is tough. That is tough. Here's some really tough.
This guy that's playing the Penguin.
Yeah.
Maybe one of the best TV villains.
Yeah.
Slash characters.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
He's a younger guy too. I don't know what his name is.
Yeah, his name's Robin Lord.
Nobody ever heard of him before.
No, he's what? That's the great thing about this show is the character development. You really know why these people are as twisted as they are.
Yeah.
Because they give you the backstory, and it's just the actors are phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And the show is dark and it's a little twisted. You wouldn't like it, but it's just a phenomenal program.
Mm-hmm. All right, next up here, Lifetime. And the Unreal Show scripted series takes on behind-the-scenes drama of a reality dating show. It's been a hit that the idea seems to be catching on. So it's inspired an episode of Law and Order SVU. Hollywood Reporter yesterday says next episode of SVU will feature a fictional dating show. And the off-screen drama, tensions between the show's married creators and that kind of stuff. This is something interesting as they put together. They had an episode in 2004 inspired by the Michael Jackson molestation accusations.
Yeah.
And it was very clear what they were doing. That's one of the things about Dick Wolf and all the shows he does, whether it's the Law and Order franchise or this new Chicago thing. He's got Chicago, this Chicago. Was it Chicago Fire, Chicago Police, Chicago Med, Chicago Law? There's four shows now being produced in Chicago. By Dick Wolf. So anyway,
Chicago proctologist.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. Soon, Chicago radio. Maybe they should. I don't know. Chicago police ought to be the real story.
Show you love to see.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So anyway, Netflix next up here. A premiere date for Chelsea Handler's talk program, May 11th, is when they're going to be on. She tweeted yesterday a photo of a tongue-in-cheek self-addressed memo in which she shares the premiere date as well as a list of her dream guests, including Michelle Obama, Pope Francis, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and his maid. New episodes, this is going to be a 30-minute show. It'll be on 3 times a week on Netflix. So, I don't know. There's something about her that I find a little annoying, frankly.
I'm looking here at Variety.
Yeah.
The website, Variety Magazine website.
Mm-hmm.
Person of interest officially ending after season 5. I thought that show was over 2 years ago.
No, it's still on. Yeah. It's still a good show.
It's a good show.
Yeah.
But how am I missing it?
So Michael Weatherly left NCIS, and now he's got a new job on CBS. Phil McGraw has written the script for the story of his life called Bull. And the presence of Michael Weatherly playing Dr. Phil in this new CBS pilot called Bull ought to be pretty interesting. So that's something. If you like Michael Weatherly, he's a pretty good actor. 51 after on Good Day.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's 53 after the hour now on the Good Day program with my friend and companion. I can say this any number of ways, and none of them would sound good.
Let's stop there.
Tommy the K, Tom Kreidler, who is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program on all around the country every weekend. He's the man. And Leslie Segretti is his co-host. She is really very good knowing how to fix things at home. Is a handy trait to have. So we'll get to Tom and some of your questions. What's his line today? We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending. Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
You're a small to mid-sized business with 300 to 3,000 employees. You face the same network security challenges as big businesses do, but can't support a big IT investment, leaving your doors open to advanced cyber threats. Barracuda Next Generation Firewalls provide all the core features of enterprise firewalls and UTMs, but without hidden costs and deployment hurdles, making owning a big business firewall no big deal for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Next Gen Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
All right, so Tommy,
yeah.
There's a question from a fellow named David.
All right.
As a two-story colonial in New England that has a ridge vent and gable vents in the attic, he's trying to seal spots in the attic where heat escapes. So I guess his question is, does he have, how do you make sure you got enough of the right kind of venting?
How do you balance that?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, if you've got a ridge vent, that's very good. That's a very efficient vent, goes down the whole peak of the roof, but it's only half of what I would consider an adequate ventilation system. The other half would be soffit vents at the overhang. Now, if this style of house has soffits, I would check to see if they're vented or not vented. Very often, Doug, I'll find soffits that may have once been vented and perhaps closed off by adding, say, vinyl or aluminum soffit material by installer that didn't quite understand the purpose. You want to make sure you have good air flow that's coming up those soffits, rides up under the roof and exits at the ridge. In terms of sealing off the heat escapes from the second floor, yeah, that's a problem. Every time you have a pipe that comes through, you have wires that come through, all of those areas are places where heat can escape the heated area of the house and get up into the attic. So those need to be sealed, and you can foam those in place and then add fiberglass insulation on top. Or you could do what I did in my 1886 farmhouse, and that is that I basically eliminated the need for a ventilated attic by adding isonene spray foam insulation to the underside of the roof rafters. And when you do this, you don't have to have ventilation anymore. The attic becomes a conditioned space as opposed to an unconditioned, unheated space. And it's a far more efficient way to stop not only those drafts, but also keep the heat in.
Why?
Because when you stop the air infiltration that comes in and out, you reduce a lot of the air exchange that goes on through a house, which is the reason that you have insulation to begin with, right?
Fresh air in your house?
You'll still get some fresh air in the house, but you won't get nearly as much wasted heat and wasted cool in the summertime. It's a really far more efficient way for you to regulate the temperature in your house. You know, when I go to my attic now, it's no longer 110 degrees in the summer or below zero in the winter. It's the same temperature as the rest of the house.
Yeah.
And my house went from one of the least efficient homes in the neighborhood to one of the most efficient. According to my utility company, they're wondering, why I'm not paying them anymore. Well, it's because I don't need all that energy.
Yeah. You've been in my farmhouse, being your farmhouses, and one of the things that we always had a problem with was the heat in the attic. Man, it could be, there was insulation all over the place. It still was, and I had air conditioning in the whole house. Now, I've sold the farmhouse, and I'm moving around the corner to a house that doesn't have air conditioning. But I've been talking to somebody about these new units. Maybe you can tell me what to get. There's an air conditioning unit that you see a lot in the old hotels that seems quiet. It's like a white unit, goes on the wall, not like the old air conditioning units.
So you're talking about a split ductless system.
Yeah, mini splits.
Is that what it's called?
Splits.
Yeah, they're
in Columbia.
Expensive.
They're great,
right,
though.
They're expensive as putting air conditioning in the whole house?
Yes, more expensive because they're going to only heat the zones that they reach. Now you can have one air conditioning compressor that might handle two wall units, or sometimes more if it's commercial. But I think the install on that's going to be more expensive than central air conditioning.
Even if I don't, now the house I'm going into has the old traditional water system for heat. Doesn't have any
hot water
ducts.
Baseboard. Yeah. So there's a type of system called used to be called space pack. It's a high velocity, low volume system, and the ducts can run inside the walls.
All right, thank you, Tommy McKay.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Way has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Way.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.